Is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on Fred Smith, SMITH, Fred, FRED. Date was July 11, 2022. Place was Covenant Glen in Frankenmuth. Paragraph, Mr. Smith was seen regarding edema, period. Counsel noted that he has Parkinson's disease, and he recently was found to have atrial fibrillation in the hospital. Period of history. Mr. Smith has increasing edema, which is 2+ to 3+, period. He's developing some stasis dermatitis with yellow discoloration of the skin, and then there's ecchymosis on the legs, especially the right proximal shin, but also there's ecchymosis of the left upper extremity, period. He denies any pain there, period. He has Parkinson's disease and had it for about 10 years, period. He is non-ambulatory, period. Takes Boronef for and Mitidine, presumably for low pressure and orthostasis, period. His blood pressure was good today, period. For the edema, we did add metolazone last week, and that seems to have helped him, period. The edema is actually less than when I last visited him, period. It's the beginning of some wrinkling, period. He denies any shortness of breath, and his lungs are clear. There's no signs of heart failure, period. He denies any fever or chills. He was in the hospital and was found at some point recently to have atrial fibrillation, period. He started him on metoprolol and Eliquis, period. The metoprolol has to be stopped because heart rate dropped too low, frequently in the 40s, period. It does continue, though, with the anticoagulation, period. With respect to Parkinson's, he actually can walk with a walker, but would need help, period. He cannot walk independently, though, period. He has hypothyroidism and is on thyroid replacement. There are no specific symptoms of alteration of temperature tolerance. Review assists is negative for fever, chills, major weight change, eye or ENT complaints, or any respiratory complaints, period. There's no dyspnea or cough, period. Cardiovascular, there's no chest pain or dizziness or palpitation. GI, no abdominal pain or nausea or vomiting. Do you know dysuria? Plus, skeletal or cheaper throughout the period. Tone is increased in general. Paragraph. Aspis is positive for Parkinsonism. Diagnosed in 2013, and he had symptoms before that. Hypothyroidism, atrial fibrillation, chronic kidney disease stage 3. While at one stage, he had 4 episodes of being unable to be woken up for lasting up to 2 hours, period. Then it would wake up and be normal. And hypothyroidism. Then, family history. Father died at 65, heart problems. Mother died at 82. Sibling died at 92. Another sibling had cancer and died at 76. Paragraph. Examination. He's not acutely distressed, early appearing. Blood pressure 131 over 80. Pulse 67, respiratory 14. O2 at 97%. Temperature 97.5. Head and neck. Roman goes to normal. Ears normal inspection. Eyelid dependent time of normal. Neck has no mass or no. Lungs are clear to percussion and auscultation without labor breathing. Cardiovascular normal. That's when it's suitable for galvan and women. Abdomen not tender. CNS trail, no, goes to normal, period. There's very slight cogwheeling, period. I did not really get a clear-cut Parkinson-like tremor or turbo-like tremor, period. He has edema, which is now 2+, and appears to be improved with the mixed in the metalazole, and it's a bit of wrinkling, period. He does have areas of ecchymosis and areas of spacer dermatitis. Fetal bulbs were palpable. Paragraph assessment and plan 1. Mr. Smith has edema, and I will continue the metalazole 2.5 milligrams daily for 2 weeks. And the Jumex at 1 milligram twice a day, period. 2. He has Parkinsonism, and I will continue Nucro patch 4 milligrams 24 hours daily. Period. 3. He has orthostatic hypotension, but now the blood pressure is stable, I will continue florinasterid by 1 milligram daily plus mitidrin 5 milligram daily, period. The mitidrin is just needed for a blood pressure less than 100, period. Or he has hypothyroidism, I will continue levothyroxine, 150 micrograms daily, period. Dr. Shabbat, dictating, end of dictation.